Enter. Reveal her to me. The inventor's daughter. Yes. I had expected someone more... No. I will bury those words. Assuming is not something I enjoy. Look upon me, maiden. Greet me properly. Say my name once more, if you please. There is something endearing about how you pronounce the there. You struggle not to roll the R in yet. Thank you for your understanding during this time. Summoning you per normal means would have been, well, troublesome. Guards, you may leave us. Tell me your name, maiden. I wish to know if your tongue decorated as sweetly as you have mine. There is a tremor. You are frightened, and I do not blame you. I asked my men to be gentle with you, but alas, vampires don't always know how to keep their strength in check. May I examine you? Oh dear, even if you say no, I can see right through you. I can see where your blood is rushing, even if you are wounded, or if you are other things. It pleases me to see you are not too damaged. Still, I shall punish my men for their mishandling of you. I asked your father to come up with an answer to the blood shortage we vampires face now. He owes me quite the debt for funding his endeavors. And of course, cannot pay. Rather than be locked up, he promised me something else when he inevitably failed. Yes, you. Each time I'd stop by his shop personally, I'd see you working in the room behind him as he blathered and sputtered. You'd look up, meet my gaze for half a second, then give me that smile before looking away. And here we are. He's failed to solve the issue of my people sorely lacking in blood supply. Which makes you ma. You have a solution for the blood shortage. Darling, I understand this is quite the change, but you need not fear. I treat all of my pets as well as any of my ascended vampire. You are not joking, are you? Prove it. Show me you are more the genius than your father and deserve freedom from your queen's side. What is this little device? A metal half circle? What is this meant to prove? This bonds vampires and alters their biology to combine with clockwork, you say. It works on a combination of alchemy and technology. And, really? It takes the desire for blood and turns it into a need for something else entirely. And that is... Body heat. Oh, yes. Quite funny, my gem. Most humorous. Still you do not jest. Then you shan't mind proving your theory to me, yes? Oh, but you can't do that to yourself, can you? Your father is smart, but not smart enough to hide the fact that you aren't a vampire. You are the one human within a 1,000-mile radius. I should know. Your scent drives many of us to madness. And the fact that you are untouched and quite pure only makes our desire for you grow. That's enough. I will cease speaking of your father. But you will be severely punished if you talk back to me again. Darling, please. Fighting this is pointless. Your hand has been promised to me. There is no point in resisting. Oh, you are a true patriot. Is that so? Yes, yes, you care so much for your country and kin. Does that mean you also care greatly for your queen? Fine. We shall test your bubble. If it fails, you shall join my side as my pet. And my desires will be welcomed upon you. All of you, from mind, body to your soul, will be mine. And if it works, then you shall be my queen. And I will forsake all others for you. Protest if you must, Gem. You've teased my dreams long enough. Have you any idea how frustrating it is to love a human? A human who hides the sins of their body beneath such plain attire. A human whose eyes burn through me, whose smile forces my own. Call me mad. I do not care. I've drifted long enough with nothing to catch my eye. I must have you. I will have you. How that happens is up to you now. How does this little trinket of yours work? Place it upon my chest, you say. Very well. Do not touch me, my gem. Allow me to compose myself. Were it that I needed to breathe, that took the wind out of me. Yes, I feel it. The hunger. Yes, it is satiated. It appears our bargain has struck. From this day forth, you are mine, my gem, my queen. You, your brilliance, your beauty, the sheer tenacity, and courage to tell your queen no. Every last piece of you shall be mine forever. Shh, no. No protests. You are mine. Yes, I am ascended once more. A wraith made flesh. The queen of wraiths, with her beloved queen at her side. You have ushered a new era this day, my gem. Take my hand so that we may walk towards it together. Darling, I won't ask again. Good girl. Do not fret, sweetling. I will handle the marriage preparations, and I will inform your father so he may hand you away. A new age has begun, my darling. My love. My precious, irreplaceable gem. I loathe how you make me feel, and yet I could never not be addicted to it. You will never need to fear me straying from you, so long as you never leave me. Understood? Good. It is a new day, my love, and I must adjust to my new form. Accompany me to my chambers. I mean, our chambers, so you might teach me about my new body. You will need to familiarize yourself with your new home anyway. Do not fret, my love. I do enjoy saying that. Let me taste the words. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, my darling, do I love you. Now, come. Let us begin our journey together. You shan't regret it, darling. I promise.